Because the more you put a facade, the more when you sit in front of a prospect, you're not being honest, and that person can pick up that energy. Because I have new people, well, I talked to this prospect, Max, and what did you tell them? I told them, you know, how they're going to get rich. And then they asked me how much money I'm making. I said, well, I'm starting to make money. I said, well, why did you lie? Why? Why did you lie? Because we're not walking in our truth. Because we feel that I need to lie to this prospect to bring them in. But I'll tell you what. I have Greg, and I'm meeting with Greg, and I'm new in the business, so I'm simply going to tell Greg, Greg, I have a vision here. You know, here's what I want to do with this company that I found, you know, named Youngevity. I've listened to the gentleman. His name is Dr. Joe Wallach. You know, he wrote this book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, many, many years ago. I listened to the CD. It has inspired me so much. And my goal is to go out there and touch so many lives. Greg, you know my story. You know that I've had hard times in my life. Or for your hard time, it could be maybe health, maybe financial, right? You know I've had hard times in my life. I am looking for a group of people that we can work together, that I can share this vision with, and then we can get on a train together and ride this train and go share this message. Max, are you making any money? But not yet, but I have written a plan. In the next 6 months, I want to make $10,000 a month, and I'd like for you to come with me so we can both earn $10,000 a month. And imagine how many people we can help make $1,000, make $500, make $300. How many families, Greg, you know, I've gone to bankruptcies, I've gone to foreclosure, I've gone to car repossession, and I have gone through all of that. I've had to start over. Greg, I'm here to share with you that I'm just tired of going into my office working 12, 14, 15 hours a day. I'm looking for something different. And I know you work many hours a day. Do you think you can come with me to this presentation and hear what they have to say? Do you think you can listen to this CD and I'll get back with you in 24 hours? Did I give Greg a presentation? Did I share from the heart? Does Greg already know my vision? Does he know who I am? Does he know what I want? Do I have a plan of how I can get there? I'm looking for people that can follow me on a mission. I'm not looking for Alicia to make $100 fast start and $33 quick start. That's where we go wrong, because it stops right there. Unless I'm open and willing to help her, to bring her into that vision and to get her vision, to help her to grow, then I'm only going to make that and it's going to stop there. And really, let's think about it. What is $133? 100 coding if you're a senior. But how would you feel if Alicia was able to go and now get a new car? Because guess what? She's a single mother. She's been taking the bus. And you helped her achieve that. Alicia's making an extra $300-$400 because guess what? The job wasn't done once you recruited her. Your job has just started. No one is coming to save you until you're willing to save yourself. You have to understand, all of us here, what are we? We are adults. Say, I'm an adult. I'm in charge of myself. You have no reason to lie to nobody. If they don't like what you're doing, that is absolutely fine with you. We grow up with that mentality where we're hiding the same way we would hide as little kids to our parents. And we grow with that as adults. Where we hide, we can't tell people the truth. There's so much shame. Why? All that is in the past. In the present moment right now, what are you willing to do to move from where you are to where you're going? But you have to know and you must have a plan on how you are going to get there. Now, there are basic necessities that we need in this life. And I think it's food, shelter, and clothing. Would you say? Yes. Anything else is desires, things that we want, things that we need. So if you desire those things, you got to be willing to work hard for them. You got to be willing to get to work. Are you willing to get to work?
Yes.
And we're going to do it together. And I'm going to show you how. Now, here are some of the key points that we're going to discuss. You have to have the right mindset. There's going to be some qualities as a leader that you must have. And of course, we're going to talk about different strategies that you need for you to recruit. Let's talk about the power of intention.